it gets too loud, just let me know.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then I've got John to help me with the answer to that.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Corey?
Yes, this is Corey.
Hey, Corey. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, so far so good. Got the coffee going. It's always positive.
Oh, yeah.
Need that. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing, but did you have any questions for me about the listing or how it works?
So the listing itself, no, but just like a general Google question here. So I was telling her, I went in to set up my Google profile for my business. I got like my email through Google. After I went through all the steps of my, like, creating my profile, at the very end,
they asked you to verify.
To verify. So there's different types of verification, but they'll randomly select one for you, and you have to go through with it. Mm-hmm. But it asked for me to do a video to prove my business is real without showing any documents. So I don't have a storefront, you know, I don't have inventory, stuff like that. So I don't know what to take a video of if I can't show documents to prove I'm a real business.
Yeah. The first thing we do on every account is complete your Google verification. Even when you try to Google verify yourself, the Google headquarters just kind of, they lollygag it. Even if you were to send the video over, just because they have a priority system there, and the guys who run their ads get priority, right? Because there's money involved. And so there's no other way to really say it, you know, that's just the truth. And so, yeah, I mean, they monetize the whole first page except for like a couple of organic listings, but even the top organic rankings are like large companies like HomeAdvisor and Angie's and Yelp that are paying Google to get leads and resell leads. So, you know, it's really tough for a new business owner like yourself to end up on that first page without paying Google, you know, it's basically impossible.
Well, now I am working with Angie's. Will that put me up on Google by itself?
No, they put themselves on Google. And then you're in a list of like 10 or 15 guys on their listing that they have on the first page of Google. That system is pay-per-lead. So it's like they'll put themselves up there to get leads because that's what everybody uses is Google. But then they'll take that lead that they get, they'll sell it to like four or five of you at a time. So you're like competing. And then they charge you the lead fee whether you get the job or not. That's what I don't like about that system, you know. It's going to five people. It's like obviously 80% of you are not going to get the job. But, you know, that's just that system. Some people like it, though. Some people do well with it. If you have, like, competitive pricing structures and you have a good marketing budget that you could throw at that each month, you know, obviously some of it's going to be kind of wasted. But, you know, if you could throw $1,000 at the wall for a month, it'll definitely get some traffic going for you.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't recommend starting your business like that and that being your first marketing experience just because, you know, you're going to probably spend like, I think the conversion on average is like 1 out of 4. So you got to buy like 4 leads for every one that converts into a job.
Yeah.
And that's even like if you're a good salesperson, it's just because they're giving it to so many competitors. And the homeowners that fill out those forms, they know that they're going to get a couple of quotes. You know, HomeAdvisor tells them they're going to connect them with multiple trusted professionals in the area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But with this, we're listing you independently on the first page, so you won't have to pay per lead or click or call. With this particular listing, there is pay per click and there is pay per lead services on the first page of Google, called Google Ads and Google Guarantee. But Google Places, you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. You're always up there. You know, customers can call you directly all day long. Your bill's the same each month. It's not going to go up or change. So these ones are highly sought after. We can only put you up there, though, when there's a spot open within your industry and area. So that's why we were reaching out to you today. Is you're on our list of qualified candidates for the opening that we have.
Okay.
Okay. Everything we do is month to month. So all of our clients are coming back at their own each month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract. As for the Google verification, just to give you the clear-cut answer, when I create your account and submit it to Google, there's a form that they'll send over to you called the Google verification form. You fill that out, and then you submit it. If anything's missing, it tells you right at the bottom, just check this box that it's okay for us as a Google partner to three-way call you with a Google representative, a friend of mine across the street here in SoCal, because if you look up Local Splash, we're right next to Google Building One. We'll get on a video call, and we'll just verify you over the phone. It's very simple. Yeah, so it's not abnormal, though. Most of the guys that I work with, they don't have a storefront. Those are the guys that actually do the best in Google advertising, guys like HVAC contractors, plumbers, excavators, guys that actually have to go out to them, the customers, or go out to the customers, and the customers have to come to them. So that's really, it's really normal. What we usually recommend, though, is we hide your address after we complete your verification, so that way you don't have to worry about people getting turn-by-turn directions to you or showing up at your front door.
Yeah, I'd prefer to not have that.
Yeah, that'd be a little awkward. But we do all three steps. So instead of, they randomly pick a step, we do all three steps and submit them at one time. Like, we'll submit your Google verification form, do video, and we submit your PIN verification, which is actually a physical postcard that comes to you in the mail. Today we would do that, actually, if you decide to move forward. So you won't be missing anything. Your verification will be done. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We'll walk you through that, make sure it's completed. But the most important thing really is the optimization on that first page. I mean, you know, you could have the fanciest website in the world, but if you don't show up in the first page when people are searching for it, it doesn't really do you too good.
Yeah.
That's where people tend to make the mistake. You don't even have a website at all, I'm seeing.
Yeah, I have a website.
Oh, you do? Okay. Tara didn't put one here in the notes. Is it just under chomesolutions.com or chomesolutionsllc.com?
Chomesolutions.com.
Chomesolutions.com. And you own...
We're working on it. Working on getting pictures to put up there.
Okay. Yeah, I can see. Like where the projects are?
Yeah, I'm gonna cover the whole page with pictures, and I still have to put more stuff up there. I'm just in my early stages of development.
Getting started. Yeah, it's not bad. Squarespace?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like Squarespace. Not bad, though. I like it. And do you have, like license, insurance, registration?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. This will be easy. For everything, right? Electrical, plumbing, HVAC?
I have a GC license.
Nice. Okay. All right. Let me see what we could do for you here. You get texting on this number?
Yep.
All right, bud. Here, let me show you. It's a lot easier to show you this than to tell you. It's a lot of things that we'd have to do for you to get it all rolling in the right direction. Do you have a crew?
No, not yet.
Okay. But can you get help if a large project calls?
Yeah. So, like, I have people I can get for, like, if I have a big job. But I don't have to be, like, full-time.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking at what I'm trying to do here is kind of put you in position where we'll be, like, a one-stop shop for you.
Okay.
And then, but I also want it to be successful enough to where, you know, if we fast forward a month or two from now, you can cancel Home Advisor by Angie's and not lose any sleep over it. You already have leads coming in. And so what I'm thinking we could do here, if you want to come on board with us today, is I could put you on this Platinum Package Bundle. I don't know if you see the pricing page there.
I'm pulling it up.
Okay. The very last package down under the Google Partner badge, you'll see like six different packages. By the way, we're premier Google Partner, so it's the highest rated Google Partner in the industry. It's the highest accreditation.
Okay.
As close as you can get to working with Google Direct. Huh?
Okay. I see Platinum Premier here.
Okay, that's Platinum Premier. That one comes with Google Ads, so that one comes with a pay-per-click campaign, too. You'd basically be on the first page twice with that one. But if you scroll down, all the way down, you'll see Regular without the Premier. They're Essential, Pro, and Platinum. And these ones are the local bundles with the Google Places listings plus Facebook ads.
Okay.
Okay. So the difference is today we could put you on Google Places because we have Google Places available, right? If you don't, then the Platinum Premier pricing is the only way we get you on the first page doing pay-per-click campaigns. And those could get real pricey. Okay. What I was thinking I could do, though, is I could upgrade you to the Platinum. The Platinum will have not just the Google Places placement, but Bing Local. You also get Apple and Safari, Facebook ads in there. So you have a Facebook business profile with ads that we run for you. You even have Amazon Alexa voice search results and a popular directory submission that's going to put you on things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You know, it's an A to Z service, basically, is what I'm saying. All your online listings are going to be hosted by us. Okay. But what I was thinking I could do here is the Platinum's usually $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. I was thinking that I could reduce the monthly rate down to our essential pricing structure of $2.99 as part of a new and business credit. And then what I could also do is put in a request to have the setup fee reduced to just a one-time payment of $99, since you basically already have the domain and got a website up and running for the most part. We won't have to, like, purchase a domain or do too much graphic design, but we could still help you with it if you need help. But we won't have to provide hosting either. So I'm thinking, you know, all we'll need to do is client interview, name, address, and phone number cleanup, do the verification, some campaign research to make sure that, you know, you're listed for the right keywords in the right areas, and the website's pretty much done. So we don't have to do landing page optimization. But that should cover all your bases there. So the initial investment would be $398, and then each month moving forward would be $299 for as long as you continue to remain with us month in and month out. So that bill is not going to go back up or change on you later.
Okay, hold on, let me write this down. $398 initial fee, $299 a month.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we send you everything in writing, too, even though it's month to month. So there's a written service agreement that you'll get, you have to sign off on, and then you keep that on file in your email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, man, I know this is time sensitive, but I really need to think on this.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's why I kind of wanted to send that package to maybe make it a little easier.
Can I have a phone number that I can reach back out to you at?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give me 1 second. Text it to you. Yeah, my only concern was, like, if you just started Home Advisor by Angie's, it's a lot of money going out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough. I mean, you got to get the business up and running. You obviously know that because you're trying to do the PIN verification, trying to build the website yourself. It's, you know, it's like you don't even exist yet until you get your Google business profile verified up and running. But for us to be able to do that and have it on the first page, you're right in the thick of it. I mean, that's where 90% of buying decisions are made, right there on page one.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to think about this. It's, mm-hmm. Well, the good thing about Angie, that at least that I made sure of, is they said that I could cancel it at any time, and if I still have money, that'll come back to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know, like, I don't work there, but honestly, I've been working here for 12 years, and they used to be called Service Magic, and, like, they got shut down by the Federal Trade Commission, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor. And I mean, I talk to business owners every day that use that service and other services online, you know? And
yeah.
That typically tends to be, like, the one where I hear the most horror stories. Like, I'm sending you some of these things, you could read into it yourself, but this is, like, all stuff from the Federal Trade Commission. I mean, these guys, they're bad business.
Yeah, I'm only like 2.5 weeks in, and I've had my stuff turned off for about a week because I've been on big jobs. So
nice.
Fresh enough to not have any horror stories yet.
Yeah, yeah. It's just sometimes you pause it, and then they like I've heard they auto unpause it, and then they send you these leads, and it's like just if you check the text message. Yeah, and then you check the text message, and they charge you for it, saying that you opened it. It's like I've had guys that are like 70 years old. You know, they don't text message. And they've been like a business owner of a roofing company for like 30 years, and then they think they're just doing some regular advertising. Modern day advertising, they go check their account and they've got like 30 lead charges, you know. It's like paying for leads is not it, because people think, oh, I got a lead, I got a phone number, you know, I got something tangible. And it's, you know, I mean, the number's going to a bunch of people. So it's just, you get that tangible thing, and it's not necessarily, it's like buying scratchers at a gas station or something, you know, it's like you pay the $20 or the fee, and then you get it, and you scratch it off, you see what happens. Most of the time, it's a dud, you know, but some people do get rich. So it's just one of those things, but, you know, if you want to ensure the success of the business, go directly to the source. I mean, use what they use to get those leads in the first place. List yourself independently. You know, let people call you directly as a live call. It's a whole different ball game. You have people calling you live versus a lead that you got to try to like track down and compete against. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is, like, everybody goes down this trail though, where they're like, okay, they finally admit, like, okay, I need to just get on Google and advertise, and they find out, like, okay, well, if I'm gonna do pay per lead, it's still gonna be expensive, even though the leads are exclusive with Google, right? They don't go to multiple people. And they actually do give you the live person on the line, but it's expensive, just because there's a lot of work that goes into getting those leads. And then, you know, they go, okay, what about Google Ads? Well, Google Ads is pay-per-click. There's going to be times where you're paying for clicks that don't turn into business too. So that one's pretty expensive. And they go, okay, Google Places, you know.
Well, it's pay-per-click.
What was that?
I didn't know that Google Ads were pay-per-click.
Yeah, the ones that say sponsored but not Google Guarantee or pay-per-click, yeah. They call it PPC. Yeah. So it's like every time somebody clicks on it, even if it doesn't actually even call you, right, it's a click on it. Yeah, depending on what it is, too. Like sometimes the HVAC ones are like $2-3 a click. So they could get real expensive, you know, if you go through, if you're in a high-traffic area in the middle of summertime. You know, the HVAC ones, you'll burn through a couple $100 in like a day, you know. But, you know, a live service calls, you know, if you're getting 2 or 3 live service calls a day as an HVAC contractor in the middle of summertime, it usually makes sense. A lot of these things do make sense. I mean, even Home Advisor with their expenses, if you do land a big job, like I was saying, it's like 1 for 4 on average. If you land a big job, then, you know, it's going to pay for itself. You're going to get your money back. You'll be profitable off of it. You just have to rely on that continuously happening. Whereas, you know, Google, that's a common thing every day, you know, and you're in just having you listed for HVAC. I know you'd be profitable at $398 the first month and $299 month to month. Cause I don't know what, if you charge a fee just for going out there, but a lot of guys charge, you know, $75. I know some guys are like $100 just to go out there.
Okay.
You know? So.
Yeah.
You know, so those guys are easily profitable. But we list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So, you know, you're talking about having yourself up there for painting, electrical, plumbing, drywall, you know. I mean, unless you're not answering your phone.
Yeah.
It'd be really hard to fail. But. Again, you know, the only way you're going to get on that first page is if there's a position available for a general contractor in your service area. If they don't have that GC spot, then, you know, pretty much doing your Google verification is even redundant, because, yes, it'll help for people who want to look you up, but they have to look you up by name, you know, in order to even get to that profile without you having the Google Places placement on the first page, you know. These people are just looking up the service you provide, and we're recommending you. So it's a different ball game. Most,
this stuff, because the impulsive part of me wants to jump right into it. But
what are your concerns?
I mean, it's just the money with you know, just starting, you know.
Yeah.
If I were like 6-7 months in and I got this call, boom, I'd be all over it. It's just,
well, yeah, I mean, you know, if you were even 1 or 2 months into the package itself, you know, it pays for itself 20 times over by the time the end of the year rolls around. Let me ask you this. I mean, what if I could put in a request to get the setup fee entirely waived?
That would help.
You think that would help?
That would help.
I mean, have no doubt, Google Advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years. And on my end, I feel like the 99 is what they pay me for setting up the account.
I mean, I have no doubt this will be effective.
It's highly profitable, but what Google wants is somebody that we can work with for a long time. And I feel like for you, just in that first month, seeing yourself up there, seeing the difference between what you're coming from, it'd be really easy to make you happy and turn this into a long-term thing, especially at this rate. You know, there's guys that are able to offset the platinum packages at $5.99 easily every month. But yeah, I'd be willing to do that. I mean, I'll put in the request. I'll tell them to waive the setup fee entirely. I'll bite the bullet on it. If it saves you some money, get your foot in the door. Just because I believe that it would turn into something long term. I mean, obviously we're not going to make money on this up front, when we're providing everything in that platinum package, but if it works how I intend for it to work, then it shouldn't be an issue. You know, it'll be profitable after a couple of months. So, I mean,
yeah.
If I can get them,
will be something that I stick with. You know, I'm not at no point about down advertising. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
if I do
our normal packages, Corey. Usually, what guys do is they do a year prepay, and it's $2,500. That's the normal route, but you're new. So we want to start out month to month. That's the only reason we're really like digging into these. Like the guys that do month to month, they go $5.99, but obviously the business owners that can afford it, they go $2,500 for the year because it saves you so much, you know?
And is there a discount on paying a full year up front?
Yeah, that's a huge discount. I mean, even at $2.99 month to month, you'd be paying $3,600 for the year. You pay $2,500 outright for the whole year. You're saving yourself $1,100.
Okay.
So yeah, it's like saves you almost $100 a month. So that's usually what they do. But then I run into guys where, you know, we're doing everything from scratch, like your situation, and you're a new business, money's tight, so you start out month to month, you know, and then sometimes they don't call in to change it, but a majority of them call in to change it. They're like, why am I gonna, you know? So
yeah.
When we're working with a little bit to get everything going, you know, it's like we gotta really try to save as much as we can, starting out just to get things going. And then the problem is Home Advisor though. I feel like if they weren't there, or if this spot would have opened up like 2 weeks ago, we would have been saving you a lot of headache.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's telling me that I could do that. So he said if clients willing to sign up at $2.99 month to month, you can enroll them in the platinum package and waive the setup fees on it.
Okay. All right. You know, give me 1 hour. Give me 1 hour to think about this. And I will call you. I'll set an alarm. I'll call you an hour. Is that all right?
Yeah, I don't want to beat you up, but let me just kind of role play for you, right? So I've been doing this for 12 years. The callback guys almost never work out because what happens, if you look up Local Splash and you look up Google, right? They're little brother, like the building right next to them here. So when a spot opens up, what they do is they create this list of you guys. The list, sometimes there are 100 of you, sometimes there are 10 of you. It just depends on the industry and area. But they create this list and they give it to my reps like Tara that you were talking to. Tara's in a boiler room downstairs. There's 40 of them. They call out on that list, first come, first serve. Once I hang up on you, they're going to send me the next pre-screen guy until the spot fills.
Okay. Oh, man.
What's holding you back, Corey? I mean, you're already PIN verifying yourself. You're already building your website. I mean, just the time and effort that you put into just getting your website to where it is and trying to get verified, you probably already exhausted more than $300 worth of time and energy and some money too. So it's, I mean, you got to see the value of what we're bringing to the table for you. And we'll make it a lot easier. I mean, you're putting yourself in a position here where, you know, you have professionals handling it and you could just sit back and focus on answering the clients that come in and trying to generate good reviews for the business. Without having to sit down on a computer and be a marketing guy too.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it, I'm telling you. And you're going to save yourself money because I'm telling you, fast forward a month or two from now, you're going to take Home Advisor by Angie's lead off the books. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. I know you already have it and requested verification, but I'm going to submit it to Google so that way they step on it. What's your last name, Corey?
Seasock, S-E-A-S-O-C-K.
Ah, okay. So just like the business name. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was wondering about that. Okay, and then you spell it C-O-R-E-Y?
Yep.
Okay. What's your business email? I'm going to send you an invoice receipt and a full outline of the agreement in writing with the discounted pricing structure and all the products and features. And I have to have you sign off on that.
Okay. It's thieshomesolutions@gmail.
Okay. And is this the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yep.
All right. And then I know we talked about the PIN verification letter and hiding your address, but what's the street address that I could send the Google PIN verification letter to?
It's 15 Red Haven Drive. Two words, Red Haven. And that's in Selling Grove.
Got it.
Yep.
17870?
Yep.
All right, and then I'm going to hide this. And then the seeshomesolutions.com, you're okay with me hyperlinking that to the Google business profile?
Yep.
Okay. Save. All right, and your hours of operation?
Let's do 8 to 6.
Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends as well?
I'll do weekends too, if the price is right.
Okay. I could do like Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and I'll do Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. So that
yeah,
way they
that
can
works.
Still call you, but, you know, it looks like, you know, if I come out today, I'm going to charge you extra, or we're going to push it to Monday through Friday. That way you can kind of try to preserve your weekends, but if a big project comes, then take it. All right, save. Okay, and you can accept cash, check, and card?
I can't accept card yet, but I'm working to get to it.
Okay. So no card.
But right now it's just cash.
Well, I texted you my number. You could also text us at that line, or you could call in, but whenever you have the card as an option, just let us know, and then we could add that to the profile.
Okay. Do you have any advice on, like, the best way to accept cards? I see a lot of different options out there, but I don't...
Yeah, there's so many. There's so many. What I would say is, depending on who you bank with, really, and it also depends on credit, because they will look into that, and then they'll charge you a fee for each transaction based on your credit.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would definitely, if you don't already have a business bank account, open one up and then sit down with them and discuss the options there. If you have multiple banks, compare it with each one of them. And then there's also other things too. There's Square, there's QuickBooks, there's PayPal. So you're right, there's so many different ones where you could accept payment. And then nowadays they even have digital payments where I come across business owners that'll take like split payments for projects through Venmo and Zelle or a Cash App, you know, or Apple Pay. So there's a lot of different ways for the government to monitor your money.
Yeah.
It's really what it is at the end of the day. It's just Uncle Sam being super nosy and trying to get extra tax money
and surcharges on money that's already been taxed 100 times. That's another conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very libertarian in my thinking. I don't like taxes, especially living in California. It's not good. Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah,
they told me, they would say, man, you did good. You pulled 185 last year. I said, where? Where is it? I don't see it. Yeah. Okay. So I have your business profile set up here. And then the verification letter is being sent out now to the 15 Red Haven Drive. And then I hit the address. Okay. And then we're going to want to do a client interview with you, Corey. Client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. Is there a time today where we can knock it out?
No, I'm working 16 hours a day on a big job right now. Woo! So today,
What about tomorrow?
Hold on. Let me look at my calendar here. Honestly,
you tell me, I'll make it happen. Oh, no. Yeah. We gotta get it going. We're gonna get your verification. I mean, I want things. It's a month service that you're paying for, and you're talking about burning a whole week right there. So, like, today or tomorrow, preferably.
Tomorrow's Tuesday. All right, let's shoot for, I guess let's go today.
You want to go today? Okay, so I could do any time today between 12 and the latest I have available is 6 and 7.
Okay, let me see here. How about 3?
I was hoping you weren't going to say 3 to 4.
I can do work.
What was that?
2?
Yeah. 2 to 3?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Perfect. I'm gonna take the slot now. I'm gonna send you a calendar invitation, and then I will text you 1 hour before just as a heads up, just in case. If you get so wrapped up where you won't be able to make it, just let me know. I could always try to push it later today or tomorrow, but I would like to get things rolling as soon as possible. You could do this all over the phone, Corey. It's pretty easy. It's just they're going to ask you about the services you provide. We already got a good idea of it because of the website that you built. They're going to go over the service area that you cover, which is pretty easy. It could go a maximum of 40 miles, but you could shrink it, or if there's areas you don't want to go to, definitely want to let us know about that. And then there's just little details just to help us customize your Google business profile. The verification is a form that you fill out. Well, I'll send that to you now, but you don't have to fill it out right away. Maybe, like, try to get it to me within 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
Okay. Done. Save. Let me go ahead and invite client interview technician. And basically, I'll call you first for the client interview, and then I'll introduce you to the representative, and they'll walk you through it.
Okay.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
I'll just use credit card.
I know. It's the hard part. It's like peeling a scab. Okay, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
This is under my name.
Okay. Corey Seesock. Any middle initial in your name on the card?
Nope.
Okay, billing address is the same as the street address. We're sending your Google PIN?
Yep.
All right, I'm ready for you.
6011.
6011.
0096.
0096.
7649 1017.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0326.
0326. And 3-digit code on the back?
153.
Okay, I'm going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification. You ready?
Yep.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Dees Home Solutions, LLC.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Corey Seesock, owner.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yep.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yep.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Corey, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yep.
All right. Let's see. And hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yep.
Okay. Do you feel like you need help with your website, Corey?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I have some people to help me out that do it professionally.
Okay. I'm just going to add the service in there too, just no extra charge to you. So just as a part of the package. So if they ask you about the site, just let them know, hey, I already have it on site, I'm good. But at any time in the future, if you need help with it, you want to change a picture, change the format, add something, just let us know. I want to make sure that that's accessible to you too and it looks how you want it to look.
Thanks.
Yeah. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you first sign up with us because we're doing everything from scratch, but it is month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or make any kind of long-term commitment. It says when the term is completed, the agreement set up to auto-renew each month on the fifth day. It'll be in that discounted pricing structure of $299 indefinitely. You may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop your billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I just processed your payment. You're going to start receiving some automated text messages. Once those go through or come through, you'll be good to go back to work until, 2 to 3.
Two.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So I got payment confirmation on my end. So the things you're going to get right now are your service agreement in writing. These are all being sent to your email as well. They're going to email and text. But you'll get the service agreement in writing. It's just a link. You click on it, it'll have everything in black and white. You're going to have to sign off on that. There's a Google verification form that'll come through. Same thing, it's like a paragraph with a link. You click on it, and you can fill it out step by step. It's pretty easy to fill out. It would ask you for like a picture of license or insurance, stuff like that. You just hit upload file. It'll flip around to your camera on your mobile device. You can just snap a picture of it. That'll go right to the Google headquarters. And then there's a username and password for your tracking system. We do have an app that you can download. It's a very good tool, especially if you miss calls. It'll save all their information. You can also request reviews from clients when you finish jobs through that app. So there'll be a YouTube video to show you how to use it and an email. And in that email, it'll also have a link to the app so you can download that to your phone.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be here with you. You got my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service at the same number. You just hit extension 1. That's the same number I'm texting you on. It's also attached to every text and email that you get from our company moving forward. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, do not hesitate to reach out. We want to make sure everything's going smoothly so we can see you continue to use these services each month. So, whew, it's long-winded. I try to go fast. But I want to officially, I know you're working. Once you told me like, hey, I'm jammed today on a 16-hour job, I'm like, I need to let this guy get back to work. But thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You made a great decision. Like I said, if you feel like you're missing anything or you have any questions, comments, concerns, I know you're a business owner. Everybody I work with is a business owner. Your life's hard enough. No questions or dumb questions. Just call in. You got a whole team of people here to help you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your work day, Corey. We'll talk to you too.
All right. Sounds good. See you.
All right. Bye-bye.